Welcome to the official podcast of the Game Changers Fantasy Football League.
Or as we like to call it, the OPOTGCFFL.
OPOTGCFFL. I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
So we're basically going to discuss the podcast, or the podcast. We're going to discuss our fantasy football league throughout the year and see how we're going. And so today we want to discuss how the draft went.
I think you touched on something there. What if we did a podcast about the podcast of the fantasy football league?
You know what? I was just, you know, that, and then we could call it the OPOTGCFFL.
I think you're onto something. Maybe we'll put that into the brainstorming session for next week.
I'm going to make a note of that real fast.
Yes, okay. Make some notes.
All right. So.
All right, draft recap.
Wait, well, this draft was a little interesting because we did something new this year. What was that we did new this year, Rob?
We did an auction draft.
Auction draft. Whoa. Not called auction draft anymore. Careful. Oh, careful with that
salary
shit.
Salary cap draft.
And we paid fake points for players.
Yes.
And if you've never done auction draft.
We offered fake points to players.
Yeah, to incentivize them to help us win a fantasy league that may or may not have real money involved.
Yeah. So 12 teams this year. We introduced two new teams headed by Oliver and Linda.
Very exciting.
And were there any other rule changes? I think that might have been it.
We got rid of keepers, thank God.
Oh, right. Yes.
Really had to push that one.
The J Hump campaign, the Josh campaign.
The triple Josh is like combined our powers together to force this to happen. But so you're welcome, League. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking Lamar Jackson away from me.
Yeah, that was, I mean, let's be honest. No,
actually, I looked through it. There were not that many solid keepers.
Yeah,
there
wasn't a lot. And obviously, I don't think auction draft would have worked if we went that route. So
I have no idea how we would have done that.
Yeah, so that's a good thing that happened. Not a lot of other rules. The only other thing that's a good change is now that we have 12, we have symmetry in the playoffs. So we kind of just
true.
Completely split now. So like, if you make the playoffs, you're a playoff team. If you don't, you don't. So fourth place team and they go to the lower bracket. Do what?
I went into last year knowing that. Like 60% of the teams make the playoffs. So I went in last year thinking, all right, all I have to do is like
not suck
a moderately good team.
Yep.
You know, like I don't have to be great, but I'm probably going to make the playoffs. So like early on, I already started planning for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out so well because I was like kicked out of the playoffs pretty fast.
Yeah, and then
first game of the playoffs.
And the thing I like about these playoffs, and I don't know if a lot of other leagues do this, but I really like the bye round because it really still makes the regular season count a lot, even though we have a pretty competitive league, in my opinion. So when you have like half the league getting the playoffs now, still making the regular season count for something, I felt like was a big deal. So getting that first bye week, you don't have to stress about losing to some lower seed. And then we also set it up so that like the top team, number one seed, gets to pick who they play. So if you get someone who limped into the playoffs and won their first round somehow, like you can just like, you know, maybe get an easy win. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, that was critical for me. Had I been able to pick who I played, I would have beaten them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you were the two seed last year. That's right.
I was a two seed, so yep. Nostrical got to pick who he played. Had I played that same person, I would have beat them. And then I would have beat either team the next week in the playoffs.
Good times, though. Good
vengeance.
Times, though. Well, let's get back on
Lamar Jackson last year.
Well, let's get back on. Let's get back on topic now. We're gonna basically go through each team. We're kind of gonna, you know, talk a little bit of how they decided to use their money in the draft to set up their team. And what's fun is like this is like the most important part of fantasy football. So it's like fun to break this down. So we're gonna, you know, spend a couple minutes on each team and let's go for it.
Yeah, let's start with Kyle's team. Opt out with your laces out. He spent his big players that he spent money on were Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie running back from Kansas City, and Derrick Henry, a little known player from the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, little known. He was pretty good last year, pretty good. But he's not a top five running back in my opinion. Because this is it's a half PPR league, so you're not getting as much receptions out of him. So we looked at his money breakdown. And
he wasn't drafted as a top 10 either, though.
No, that's true. Five. He wasn't. But he did. But Kyle did spend almost 75% of his auction on just running backs in this draft.
Yeah. So, he went running back heavy with those two guys, obviously. Yeah. And then James Conner was his third biggest purchase at $26.
Yeah, and the only players that are on his bench that cost more than a dollar are running backs. So, yeah. I think his quarterback position is probably his weakest. He did get a pretty solid tight end in Waller. So I credit him for that. But I think mostly he'll be looking for injuries to like kind of boost his lineup if anything happens. Because he has a lot of handcuff running backs like Latavius Murray and the Minnesota back.
I'm surprised he drafted any other running backs at all. He's already got three starting running backs that are solid,
what
in my opinion.
What are you going to do when one of them's on a bye? Like... You're still going to need a guy. You need that fourth guy that's like, okay, and I don't know. But like everyone else's lineup is pretty good. He's got like mid-tier receivers, which are solid. So no top-tier guys like Kenny Galladay and Terry McLaurin. But we'll see how it goes. I think in our league projections, he was one of the weaker teams based on starting lineups. But
he was a little stronger, actually.
Was he?
I think he's got the best flex player in the league with James Conner. I've been trying to steal him from him, but he's not taking the bait.
What are you gonna do? He did get homer kicker and the Atlanta kicker.
So. Oh yeah, of course, Jun Hoku. I've got some question marks on Kenny Galladay, Terry McLaurin, and Darren Waller.
We'll see how that goes.
The team that Terry plays on, you know, it's always a question.
Yeah, exactly.
Darren Waller just ended up being the only guy left who was able to catch the ball on the Raiders last year when he really flashed. And now Hunter Renfrow's back. Tyrell Williams is back. They got Henry Ruggs. Is that his name? Ruggs.
Yeah. We'll see how they do in Vegas. But
yeah, we'll see.
All right, let's move on.
Let's check out the CMC Misery Factory.
So these are champions from last year.
Yeah, the reigning champs. He went heavy on the Chiefs. He's got both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Which is, I think, a dynamic duo. Like, Travis Kelce is Patrick Mahomes' like number one target, in my opinion. So that's going to be a big factor. Whenever Kelce scores a touchdown, he's basically going to win that week. That's like a 10 to 12 point swing. Easy.
It's very nice.
Just from the touchdown.
It is very nice. He also picked up Kenyon Drake as his star running back.
That was him and Kelce are his only like big name players. He kind of spread out the money a little bit on some of the other starters like Patrick Mahomes. He got some mid-tier running backs and wide receivers and Leonard Fournette and Allen Robinson. And then basically the rest of his bench is like dollars, except he did spend the most on the Patriots D. He spent $5 on the Patriots D.
He went hard on that Patriots D.
I don't think he looked at all of the people that decided not to play because they lost like, three or four people in their defense, right? So
yeah, predominantly linebackers. Like they were already not that great against the run, and it's going to be even rougher this year. But, if you're going to be bad against something –
I don't think their offense is going to control the ball as well, so their defense is going to be on the field a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. His bench, I think, is actually pretty favorable as a whole, though. Like,
I think he got some really good $1 players.
Yeah, I mean, why did he get a backup kicker? That's a little.
I don't know. I mean, I think Sammy Watkins is like an amazing. But like one of the last players that got drafted, I don't even know how he fell to him. I think that was a really good pickup for him.
What do you think about? Have you heard that Kenyon Drake is now in a walking boot around training camp?
I have not heard that. That would be terrible.
Yeah, that could really hinder him. But the whole team says it's nothing to worry about. It's just precautionary. Yeah, but that's cool. I don't know.
We'll see. All right. Next up, we have
Byzantine.
Oh wait.
Byzantine.
Oh, well, I don't know, man.
I think it's biblical.
Oh, okay. Pikachus.
The Byzantine Pikachus, headed by Jamin. I think he's got a very solid team. They are a little Broncos dependent. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, so far, he has the most double-digit players, like players he spent more than $10 on. He has 7 in his lineup. And one of them is Christian McCaffrey, which he spent $73 on. So, yeah. It's kind of like...
That's the only player over $30 he's spent on.
Yeah, Amari Cooper was next at 30. So, yeah, he definitely got value at the lower tier, like mid-10 level players. So, solid on that. I mean, he picked up Melvin Gordon in a steal, in my opinion, at only 18.
I felt like I was avoiding Melvin Gordon.
Yeah? He's gonna be the. I mean, he was so good that like a couple years ago. Like, I mean, I know. Last year's a wash because he held out half the year and then he had to split time with Eckler. Like, this guy's not bad. I think he'll be pretty solid. Either's gonna be. I get this is really stupid to say, but he's either gonna be a bust or like insane. But I don't know.
He's gonna be a bust.
I don't know. I mean,
so he had 4 years in the league already, right? And he's only had one really good year, and after that good year, that's when he held out because he knew he's not really as good as,
as that year that he got
carry weight up.
I mean, he did have that goal line like fumble that like cost him the game last year. Anyway,
well, yeah, that big year that he had, I had him on one of my teams that year. He would benefit from only doing the touchdowns. Like, he was just a touchdown dependent running back, and so they'd get down to like the 2 yard line or the 1 yard line, and they just give it to him, he'd punch it in. So all of his fantasy points came from just these easy touchdowns. There was one or two like nice runs, but I'm
I used to be a big Melvin Gordon fan.
He's no longer there for me.
All right, that's fair.
Right. I do want to say Jamin has, or the Byzantine Pikachus have the best bench in the league, in my opinion. Hunter Henry, Keenan Allen, DK Metcalf, Emmanuel Sanders. These are his bench players.
I think Keenan Allen is – I'd be hard to say that he does end up starting or is like the his
best player. Right?
So.
Well, so he's got Amari Cooper, Cortland Sutton, Keenan Allen.
I mean, he has David Montgomery.
His bench player is currently – I could see some – I could see Keenan hopping
like, in. He's but probably going to end up – he only has 3 running backs on his squad right now. So he, I imagine
– Yeah.
Why
do you need anybody else?
Yeah, that's fair.
You got Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, hey. True.
All right, let's roll over to the Ram Panda. This is another Josh's team. We have so many Josh's in our league.
Yeah.
He spent a bulk of his money on Ezekiel Elliott, a very wise decision, I would say.
Yeah, $70.
Yeah, next most expensive player he has is a receiver in – Carolina.
DJ Moore. I kind of stayed away from that one personally. But
I definitely stayed away from DJ Moore. Yeah.
I
don't get the hype.
He has 3 wide receivers, and they each like he has a 34, a 21, and a $20 receiver. So that's kind of interesting that you're basically setting yourself up to use like a flex wide receiver in this league. Your second running back is rookies or backups. So that's not great.
Unless Tyler Higbee turns out to be the real deal.
That's the news
out of LA.
Yeah, but then you have to depend on him and Ingram. Like, I don't know. Like, is Ingram that much better than, like, one of those wide receivers?
Oh, I mean, like, Ingram's in, I mean, as a tight end player, he's every week.
You're talking about changing out a flex spot, though.
So, yeah, I'm just saying he's got DJ Moore, Tyler Lockett, and Cooper Kupp as his like starting 2 wide receivers and flex.
Yeah.
And then you can always rotate Higbee in there if he's actually working out. You know, we'll see. The news out of the Rams camp is that it'll be like your star players are Kupp, Woods, and Higbee will be the beneficiaries of this year's offense.
I just think the flex position is pretty questionable on this team for sure. That and even the running back, he's super light at running back. So,
That's the problem. He really needs DeAndre Swift to pick this up.
Yeah, he needs Swift to be like Nick Chubb was.
He got Ingram for like a great value. $7. Okay, no, that's fair. That's a fair value.
Yeah.
Let's roll over into the Stormwind Paladins. Yes. I believe this is yet another Josh team.
Yeah, this is my team.
This is your team.
This is my team. And, yeah, you know what? I went with sort of the Homer picks, as predicted by many people in the league. I got Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Two first round, top five picks, in my opinion. So I don't think that was terrible. I did spend, like 60% of my money on just those two guys. But I feel like I picked up some pretty some nice players throughout the rest of the league with my remaining small budget that I had. So I only have $1 player on my team. I think I'm the only team that only has $1 player.
I don't know if that's a great thing, but I do really like Kyler Murray as your quarterback. I think he could definitely be this year's Lamar.
Yeah, I think so too. Yep.
I'm a little like, on Jarvis Landry, who is your wide receiver too. And I'm also a little.
I mean, I also have Tyler Boyd. Like, I could swap him in. But yeah, my running backs are kind of meh, in my opinion. After Kamara, I have Morsett and James White and Tarik Cohen and Tevin Coleman. Like, it's not great. But someone stepped, like I'm just like praying that I just have like a breakout running back. So I'm just.
But I think you did it right. You did it right. You've got like one player at every position who's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Kamara, Thomas, Andrews, Murray. And so all you got to do is like fill in the gaps. And so I think you're set. You're not going to be like, oh no, I have no good running backs.
Yeah, exactly. Like and the good thing about that is like every fantasy league, like you end up picking players off the waiver wire that end up in your lineup. So that's just how it is. Oh, so I think that I have a solid team to be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Let's move over to Bill and Ed's Radical Fantasy. This is my team. So I went into this draft with a plan. I was going to get three of four running backs: Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, John Connor, or Joe Mixon. Any three of those. It didn't work out, obviously, because I only ended up with Josh Jacobs and Nick Chubb. Yeah.
You wanted to get all four?
No. I wanted three of the four. Oh, and I was going to do my running back flex.
I see.
And then I was just going to like fill in the pieces with wide receiver. So that was the goal. Didn't pan out. And I was kicking myself that I didn't keep bidding for Joe Mixon until I looked at what he ended up going for, which was a lot.
Yeah, he went for $53.
Yeah. So that would have, like, that was more than Nick Chubb for me. And it was actually less than Josh Jacobs. I probably overspent for Josh Jacobs. But in order for this plan to have worked for me, I would have had $25 for the entire rest of the team.
And you have Odell or A.J. Brown. You would have traded those two for So you would just have no wide receivers. Actually,
I've made it to trade some wide receivers and a running back for somebody, but it's not working out. Anyways, I really still, you know, I've come around to it now, and I'm like, you know what, Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, they're going to, like, you know, carry my running backs through. And I mean, Odell is so cheap this year on fantasy drafts.
I kind of slipped up and didn't get him. That was my bad.
Yeah, $26 for him, whereas, like, some of these other running back or wide receivers are going for double of that. But, you know, Odell is not that far removed from his great season. I know we already said this about Melvin Gordon. But Odell was injured all of last year.
Yeah.
Like, he is clearly the number one wide receiver on the Browns. And I know it's the Browns. But I don't know. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. A.J. Brown, I did not want A.J. Brown.
Was that an accident? Kind of like,
no, it just ended up being a lack of other options at that point. I just kept trying to hoard money and save it. I do like my other options, though. I got T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Kerryon Johnson. You know, these guys might be able to fill in there. Well, Kerryon's a running back, but if I move Hilton into the wide receiver.
And you already
role,
dropped your kicker, I see, so that's solid.
Yeah, I don't need kickers.
Screw them. Hey, I do have a question. Who is Ed in your...
Edelman.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, my little fantasy picture.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
I've seen
the
that,
sequel?
Yeah. I didn't know what your picture... I didn't know who the Ed referenced in The Patriots.
Yeah.
And the picture wasn't very clear because I couldn't see who that was. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Moving on.
Oddly enough, I did not draft Julian Edelman though.
Many people who have names that are related to players didn't draft those players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone did almost.
Let's roll into Aerial Seashells. This is Heron's team. So right after the draft finished, I looked through everybody's and I looked at hers and I thought, wow, this is the worst draft team in the league. But then I started looking at it a little bit more and good God, this receiving attack she's got. Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, George Kittle. And I know everybody listening is like, wait, how is that the worst in the league? It's because of her running backs, which the first running back she drafted was Cam Akers and Kareem Hunt. Those are her current starting running backs.
And
she's got Ronald Jones in the flex.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know this, Darrell Henderson just got hurt in camp. The other running back on the LA Rams. Second year veteran. Yes, who she also has. He got hurt in camp, which makes Cam Akers a very good pick at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were going to do the San Francisco thing where they're like switching it up every week, that's terrible. But now we know that Cam Akers is going to be the man for a couple weeks at least.
And she could have some more bust out wide receivers too, because she got two rookie receivers too, and who knows, they could pop off.
Yeah, but I mean, she's already got...
maybe it's trade bait, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, you're talking about Ruggs and Gallup?
And Justin Jefferson. No, Gallup's not a rookie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, I've really come around to like her team a lot. Yeah. And she's got Deshaun Watson. Yeah,
she got a solid defense, solid kick. I mean, her team is like... Definitely running back is very sketch, but everything else seems pretty solid. So,
especially, I don't know if you've been following the Buccaneers news, but Ronald Jones seemingly can't catch anything in camp.
Don't worry, they're not throwing anything to the running back there anyway.
Yeah, well,
I mean, even though that was Tom Brady targeted,
I think that's why they picked up LeSean McCoy so that run the ball. All right. Let's roll over to my TE Hurts, or probably my tight end Hurts when my
my tight end Hurts when I fart.
My tight end Hurts when I fart. There we go.
And he doesn't have either of those tight ends.
He doesn't, no.
So
this is Derek's team, and this is kind of the opposite. Right after the draft, I looked at this team and I was like, yes. And then a little bit, it like sunk in for a little bit. And I was like, ooh, this is actually not as good of a team as I thought. He's got Aaron Jones as his lead running back,
yep,
who is very touchdown dependent. I had this guy last year and he was amazing because he scored so many touchdowns. But you can't rely on that week in and week out.
Yeah.
Unless they just decide to run it like Marshawn Lynch style, I don't think that's what we're going to see this year. So I think we're going to see a major regression from Aaron Jones.
Yeah, but I do
Austin
think...
Austin
Eckler is pretty solid, though. Like, I was thinking... I was watching this fantasy podcast thing earlier. It was on ESPN. It's not a podcast. Anyway, regardless. And they were basically saying, like... Think of how good this guy was with Melvin Gordon in the lineup. And then now he doesn't have Melvin Gordon. There's basically no one's behind him. Their quarterback's not strong, so they're going to run the ball a lot. Like, this guy seems like he's going to have an even better year than last year. And he was like a top five guy last year. And he only spent like $47 on him. So that's like not even top 10 running back money at this point. So like, it just seems like pretty good. I mean, you spent less on Eckler than you spent on Chubb.
So he spent $47 on Eckler, who has been in the league for 4 years now and has only had one good year.
But they haven't used him.
I mean, he's been out there. I don't know. when they put Melvin Gordon on the field, teams know what to expect. And when Eckler's out there, they're like, okay, you know, it's not a run play because it's Eckler. It's not Melvin Gordon. I think we're going to see a big change on how teams attack Eckler. But I don't know. That's just me. I think he was drafted at his ceiling.
Maybe. We'll see.
Also, let's see. He's got Calvin Ridley, Noah Fant, Jonathan Taylor, all being kind of drafted at this speculative ceiling. Well, I mean, Noah Fant, he didn't spend a lot of money on Noah Fant, obviously. But Jonathan Taylor and Calvin Ridley are both
kind of, they haven't proved they had a good year, but you're expecting them to have one this year kind of thing.
Exactly. I do love Derek's bench, though, because every time I'm like, hey, I should go see if I can get that player. Of course, Derek's got them.
Yeah, he got my boy Brandon Cooks, so I've had like the last 3 years or something. So
yeah, Brandon Cooks, Marquise Brown, Chase Edmonds, Harry, like all these look very good to me.
All right.
Let's roll over to another. Wait, the first Jessica's team. God, yeah. I need to win.
We have a lot of J name people in our league.
We have so many J's.
I think it's like six.
And so many common names. Let's see. Jessica, Josh, Jamin.
Yeah, six. Happily gets J names. Anyway.
Let's see. We got a Heron. We got a Derek. We
so
have two
her
Browns.
Her main That's player, Jessica's main player, is DeAndre Hopkins. And Joe Mixon. So those are her two main players at $53.
Mixon. She stole Mixon from me.
Hopkins, I think, is a fantastic deal at $43. I can't believe he didn't get up to 50. I think I probably would have spent more money on Hopkins than I would have Julio Jones. Or at least equal.
Well, the problem there, I think, is that you just have so many receivers on the Cardinals, and really? Hopkins is going to a new team.
Yeah,
man. You know, like, you know. You got Larry Fitzgerald, you got Christian Kirk, you got he's a really fast guy. Isabella.
Well, Christian Kirk.
I'm forgetting another one.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're all fast.
But yeah, I mean, Hopkins is not going to be worse than he was last year, though. I think he'll easily be as good, if not better.
Like fantasy points wise?
No, just like in the league too. Just because like now you have legit receivers near him too. Like last year he was just him and Will Fuller. So I mean, and Kenny Stills. So now he has like all these other like really good options too. So now he's gonna get a lot more one on ones and he can actually burn people deep. I don't know. I don't know. I just really like DeAndre Hopkins and I'm kind of upset that I didn't, you know, spend 100% of my money on three players. To be honest.
Do you think that he will score more fantasy points than he did in 2019?
I don't know. I would say pretty close to the same.
Pretty close to the same. So he won't be better than last year.
I mean, it could or cannot be better than that. I'm saying it's about what he was last year, which is really good, by the way.
I'm trying to bait you into a fire bet. But...
do we do those on this show?
Yeah, we could do them on any. Okay. We'll be walking down the street. We'll start doing it.
That's true.
I love the Joe Mixon pickup. If Chris Carson comes back to form, like, so, you know, he ended last year on an injury very close to the end of the season. So, like, if he can come back to where he was last year, then, oh, my God, I love it.
Underrating Chris Carson. But I was looking at his stats, and I realized he's actually really solid. Like, he's gotten over 1,000 yards the last 2 years, right?
Right. The only thing that I worry about is the injury that took him out of the game last year.
Pretty good, though. I mean, if he's not even playing full 16 seasons, like.
Yeah. Well, I think he got injured in, like, week 16. So.
You're hitting 1,200 yards in 15 games. Like, I would take that.
Yeah. All right. Man, I wish I had Mixon. Let's move on to ATL. He Hate Me. This is
our new member
team. Yeah, Oliver's team.
It's the first of the two.
Let's kind of just look at what he spent his money on. $77 on Saquon Barkley. That seems like an overpay.
Yeah, it was actually four more dollars than Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he's the most expensive player in the league. And then he spent $47 on Miles Sanders.
Yep.
So he's put a lot of money into running backs here. He spent $24 on Lamar Jackson.
And $33 on Adam Thielen. Well, and that's almost his whole $200 budget, basically.
Because he spent another $8 on Russell Wilson. That's right. Yeah, he's already got Lamar Jackson.
So he basically got four starters for 100% of his budget. And then all the rest of his players are $1 players. That he didn't start getting them until like pick 121 he could actually start drafting people again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Say that if these players are healthy and they play, they're really good, right? But like they have to carry his team. Like they better get some. They're gonna have to carry some shit on their back because the rest of his team is really bad.
So do you know who his wide receiver two is for the team?
I have no idea. Is that the third wide receiver in Kansas City? Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman.
He had a great playoff run though, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think Sandy Watkins was the one who had the big playoff run. Yeah,
I feel like I remember his name happening a lot, but yeah, I mean, any player in Kansas City has some value, right? Just because.
I don't know because now we're looking at.
Oh, you're right. Clyde, he had a terrible postseason.
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is supposed to be a pass catching running back. You got Tyreek Hill, you got Kelsey, you got Sammy Watkins. Mecole Hardman, maybe? I don't know. Obviously, he didn't want him to be his wide receiver, too. He only had $1 left, and he worked with what he had to.
Yeah. I mean, he also has Randall Cobb, solid. That used to be solid back in the day, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, you know, he also, funny enough, I think at one point he had to leave the draft kind of late because it was getting kind of late. So the auto drafter, I think, drafted him Antonio Brown.
Nope. That was Oliver. He was still around.
Oh, was he still around? He's already cut him, though.
Yeah. He claims that on the alcohol.
At that point, dude, I would have just kept Antonio Brown and just prayed that halfway through the season he signs with someone. I don't know.
He can't afford to keep someone on his bench for 8 games.
Well, he can't afford any of these people on his bench. He's going to drop all these people. So, might as well.
All right, let's that's true. God, looking at his bench. Let's move over to Jessica Collazo's team, the Quarantine. She went very Falcons heavy. Matt Ryan, Todd
expect.
Gurley, Julio Jones. Yeah, she's a Falcoholic. Actually, I think she got a pretty good cost for all of these guys, as it turns out. You wouldn't have thought that with a Falcons-based league, but...
I think Todd Gurley was a little high, but he is about right, $30.
Yeah, maybe a dollar or two higher.
Yeah, Julio Jones is cheaper than I thought at 49. Yeah. I would have thought he was at least mid-50s guy, but...
I really would have, too. I don't know what happened there, but... the pick of Devin Singletary, Edelman, and Stephon Diggs... I think she got a pretty good value on all of those as well. She really got some good value all around for what these guys could turn out to be.
She picked up my sleeper running back in Mark Ingram. That's who I was waiting to pick up. And then I literally ran out of money and I could not draft him. She got him for $12. So he came a little too late. I probably should have put him on the block earlier and just went all in for him. But
I had to critique her team. I'm not a huge believer in Devontae Parker. He flashes here and there, but then he's not consistent enough to play.
He's going to have a real quarterback at some point. We'll see.
Well, not to begin the season.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick is his best, right? At the beginning of the season?
Yeah, that's true. She's got Stephon Diggs, though, which is awesome. I love Stephon Diggs.
He's been like he started pretty high early in the offseason, and I don't know, he's just been slipping a lot lately. I'm not sure what happened, but like everyone's been pretty down on him in the last few weeks. He's been like steadily declining as far as like people wanting him.
Another critique, Rob Gronkowski is her tight end and her only tight end, and I love Gronk. I love Gronk, but we don't know if he will be returned to that Gronk form.
Yeah, it's been a long time since he's played a whole full regular season, right?
Yeah, and apparently he's having trouble with some of that Florida heat already.
Yeah.
So, and man, she went really quarterback heavy. She's got three quarterbacks on the team.
Yeah.
But again, I'm the guy who waited till like the very last minute to draft a quarterback, so we just have different philosophies there.
I mean, one of them's Jared Goff and Ryan Tannehill, so they'll probably be on the waiver wire soon enough.
I mean, she's got to have somebody when Carson Wentz gets injured for the season.
All right, no,
let's roll
she
over.
She has Matt Ryan.
Oh, sorry, I jumped ahead to somebody else. Yeah, she's got Matt Ryan. Yeah,
our
why
next
do you need
team.
Anybody else? Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Okay. Our next team.
Let's jump over to this last team, Brady and the Tramp, headed by Linda,
our last new member.
Mm-hmm. She has got amazing wide receivers. The other team was Heron's team. Had the other team with great wide receivers, Tyreek Hill and Mike Evans. Meanwhile, Linda's rolling out with Devontae Adams and Chris Godwin.
And this is kind of the Tampa homer fantasy player. But she didn't really homer on. She was the only one that had fantasy or auction draft experience also, which I don't know. Seemed maybe it worked out for her. She spent a majority of her money on running backs and wide receivers in the first four picks. Got Devin Cook for 68, David Johnson, Chris Godwin, and Devontae Adams. And then kind of just filled out the rest of her players with like $1 or $2 players. But
The rest of her team's not looking too solid. She's got Debo Samuel, who might still be injured when the season starts. He got injured in like off-season workouts. She's got Sony Michel, who will almost definitely not start the season.
Yeah, but I mean, she has CeeDee Lamb still. He's pretty. He might be all right, assuming he
maybe in like week 10 or 11.
Oh, no, dude. We'll see.
He's not running right into like very few quarterbacks.
Yeah, her flex pick is definitely shaky at best right now. But
I do like the Marlon Mack pick. I think that's a good one.
Because he's still
the current.
If Jonathan Taylor doesn't like take his job, he could actually make a difference. And maybe he turns into her flex pick. I know he had some pretty good flex games for me last year. They're one of my.
What about the Hooper, Austin Hooper?
I think that was a pretty good pick. I think Cleveland uses their tight end a lot, and Baker Mayfield, I see, like, having a pretty good year. So we'll see. I think Cleveland overpaid for Hooper, but I don't think she did.
So you think that Baker Mayfield will have a very good year?
Man, you know what? I mentioned this earlier in a different thing that we were doing, but I think Cleveland is going to have a really good year. So that starts with Baker Mayfield. I was pretty high on all of Cleveland's offensive players.
Ooh,
Odell, Landry, Nick Chubb, Baker. I was going to draft Baker Mayfield, but someone got him for like $3 or whatever. So yeah, I was pretty high on all of the Cleveland offensive weapons.
And we keep talking about these people like being reliant on like the Chiefs or the what was the other team that somebody went all in on? Oh, the Jamin went all on the Broncos, and I realize I went kind of all in on the Browns, which really scared me.
I feel pretty good. Like I wouldn't say I'm all in on the Saints because I only have their two best players. Like that's not really an all in thing. But
I think that's all in. Yeah, like you spent a majority of your budget.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll have people who are obviously going to do well. I'm not picking like a combo kind of thing, or you're trying to get like a quarterback to a tight end.
So let's say that two hurricanes rolled through LA and sucked Jameis and Drew Brees into them. Your fantasy season would essentially be over.
If they sucked, oh, Jameis and Drew Brees? And yeah. No, dude, we got Taysom Hill, dude. We got three quarterbacks. Are you serious? No, in fact, if that happened, I would still start both of those players 100%.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know what? Even on the bye week, I might still start them.
You should. Let me see. Maybe I play you on the bye week.
In week five?
I don't know.
Yeah. So who do you think is gonna win it all this year?
Man, it's so hard. There's so much that changes throughout the year, but I'll give you my top three picks for like the best teams
right now.
That sound good?
Yeah, I'll take top three.
All right. I'm gonna go with Kyle, Jamin, and you.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll give you my number one pick. I'm just going to pick myself. I might be biased, but I think my team is definitely the best team.
Who are some of your honorable mentions? I know I'm not one of them. I had a terrible draft. So.
Man, I really like Jamin's team. I think he's got a pretty solid squad. And probably Nostrigal's team, I think, is pretty solid. I just really like the Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce combo. It's pretty good. Although his defense kind of sucks. I mean, the Patriots defense was amazing last year, but that's not going to happen again. I'm like talking to buy time.
Especially who they play this year, because they play the Ravens again. They play the Chiefs again. Like, they're going to have some stiffer competition this year. I think they're actually... They have the hardest schedule in the league this year.
You know, honestly, Linda's team is pretty fire.
Yeah, I do like hers. I mean, I like Heron's.
It's like
a lot,
it's
too.
So nice to have like four people you can just like plug and play every week.
Yes, definitely.
So it's very similar to my team, except her starters are all running backs and wide receivers, where I have like a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end kind of thing going on. So.
I think we can all agree that Derek is probably the worst team, right?
I don't know. Jessica's team is pretty bad. Collazo.
I'm just throwing shade on Derek.
He's definitely got the worst name in the league.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, every year, right?
You have to at least draft. Like, your last pick has to at least be Everett, right?
Eifert, yeah.
Eifert, yeah. You have to at least just get him.
Eifert.
Come on, dude. Just get that guy. Like, you didn't need to draft Harry from New England who hides behind telephone poles during practice. Right?
Oh, my God. Poor guy.
All right, well, that cool. I feel like it was a pretty good recap of the draft. I'm excited about the season. We still got 2 weeks until the season starts.
Oh, it's so far away. Like 2 weeks and 3 days. It's so far away. But it's coming, and it looks like we're going to have football this year, which is, I mean, hey, I'll just take whatever I can get at this point.
Yeah, I know, right? So, still crossing our fingers, but I'm feeling pretty confident about it.
Yeah. Well, cool. All right, so... until next time, this is Rob.
And this is J-Hump. And you've been listening to the OPO TGC FFL.
OOP TGC
FFL. Let's go.
Let's go. All right. We'll see y'all next time.